A little band of snow and rain will be passing through southeastern South Dakota into parts of Minnesota today, but the bigger storm system for the northern plains will hold off until early next week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The disturbance coming across southeastern South Dakota into central portions of Minnesota today will be a very narrow event. We're not expecting it to have much impact on more than, maybe a dozen or so counties. But it will produce rain and snow both. The system may produce some accumulating snow. I doubt seriously, though, that it will have much of an impact on travel across the region, but there will be a few exceptions, perhaps. Total snow accumulations at this point look like they'll run from a trace to about 2 inches. The Sioux Falls and Yankton areas of South Dakota may be most favored, and then on into a few of the counties in the far southwest corner of Minnesota. West central Minnesota and the rest of the Dakotas will most likely not be impacted by significant precipitation in this event. Now, there will be a few other spits and spats that occur across portions of the region as we go forward through the next couple of days, but no well-organized weather event is likely to take place other than the fact that temperatures will be mostly in a seasonable range. We do look for a larger storm system to begin to evolve in Colorado as we get out towards Saturday and on into Sunday. And that storm system will become well organized Sunday night going into Monday and start spreading precipitation across a big part of the Dakotas and eventually into Minnesota as well. Monday into Tuesday morning will likely be the stormiest period of time for most of us, and we will see a band of significant snow coming out of western Nebraska and eastern Wyoming and marching right across central and western portions of South Dakota into the heart of North Dakota. And areas farther to the east will likely see some rain and rain changing to snow, and it is still a little early to get specific about the details of this storm system, but we do expect several inches of snow to accumulate across parts of the Dakotas and northwestern parts of Minnesota. Right now, if I had to put money on the table and make a bet on what the accumulations will be, I would say something in the range of 3 to 8 inches and something locally greater. There will be a significant amount of moisture in a narrow band where someone might end up with more than 10 inches, but it's still early on this event, and further adjustments are likely to be made. Our daily afternoon temperatures will likely run in the teens and 20s across the northern portions of the region, while some 20s and 30s will occur in the south, and that will be the rule on into the weekend. It will turn colder early next week, and our nighttime lows will eventually be in the negative and positive single digits in the north, with the single digits and teens in the south. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.